I suppose, there's pluses and minuses, positives and negatives to take out of that performance.
Yeah, three quarters again were pretty good, and just a bit of lapse in a quarter again, same as the week before, and something we'll keep addressing in the next coming weeks.
How do you rectify the lapses? Because some teams have a lapse and it'll go for 5 minutes, but it seems that the Port ones in the first two games have gone for a full quarter.
Yeah, well, probably went for 20 minutes yesterday against Richmond, and something we'll address with the leaders and the players, and we'll get it better. We've got three more weeks before round one, and another game next week against Hawthorn to try it out and get that full quarter performance.
It's not anything worth worrying about?
No.
Any update on Pittard?
Yeah. No, I haven't heard anything. I think Ken sent three or four, pretty significant. So disappointing for Jasper. He's just come back in and he was playing quite well, and disappointing for him, but he'll come back and he'll be better when he gets back.
Riley Bonner be the man to step up into Jasper's shoes?
Yeah, well, we had a couple of good kids play. Riley played well. Dan Houston's been playing well at halfback as well. Darcy played his first game, so he stepped up again, and I think Brody's not far away from playing as well in the next couple of weeks, so we've got some replacements there ready.
Brendan, it seemed like Attlee and Powell Pepper as well looked like they're really good to go. They played good games again yesterday, which was a positive.
Yeah, it's all our kids have shown something when they've come in. Even Drewy, Brett Eddy showed a few things as well. It's exciting for us to see them come in and actually do some things, and it puts some pressure on the guys above them, and hopefully they can keep doing that through the year.
Obviously, like you said, you're looking to improve against Hawthorn next week, but I know it's only pre-season and losses aren't the end of the world, but what do you need to work on, and how much of a concern is it not to have that winning form early on?
Oh, it'd be nice to have won two games and be flying, but when you're winning, you can gloss over things, and when you're losing, we're actually finding some things we can fix and fix quickly. We'll work on our inside 50 entries. We had more than Richmond yesterday, and just not quite converting there at the moment. So we'll put some work into that in the next couple of weeks and get that right.
And is that something you work with the forwards as well, just to get that cohesion and the chemistry, I suppose, right?
Yeah, it's the forwards, but it's the whole team really, because Pollock has 8 inside 50, so we had to work with the mids. Some of our backs had some inside 50, so it's working with the whole team and getting that right.
And like Steve said, Pittard a bit of a blow, and hopefully he'll be back on track because he's a very important player.
Yeah, he was playing quite well before half time. We got some good replacements, so we're excited by them.
How did you assess Charlie Dixon's game yesterday?
Charlie did some really good things. And he's got some things he needs to work on as well. He got pushed over, he'll admit it. He fell over too many times in the contest. Asprey played quite well on him. So for Charlie, it's about getting to as many contests as he can and competing when he's in them.
You kicked 7 goals in your first JLT game, 7 goals yesterday. How do you go about rectifying, I suppose, being better in attack, I suppose, and just being more potent up there?
Well, like I said before, I think it's just our entries going in there. I think our forwards are very capable of kicking 15, 20 goals when the ball's coming in well. So we'll work with the mids and the defenders and even our forwards with our entries, and we'll get that a lot better and hopefully get some better scores on the board.
Brett Eddy again played well yesterday. He's really pressing his claims for a round one spot, isn't he?
Yeah, his forward stuff's been amazing. So that's really exciting for him and us. An old rookie playing well. And he took a couple of marks on Rance yesterday and kicked a goal, which was nice. And he's just showing some nice things.
Have you seen the forward structure? You've got a glut of tools up there almost at the moment. There's plenty to choose from.
Yeah, we've got a few tools. We've also got some smalls playing at the moment. Obviously, a few can't play in round one, Cracker, Impey and Johnson. So, we should get Young back this week. Whitey will be pretty close. Monfried's not far away as well. So we'll get some good forwards. Jake Need played in practice game with the Magpies. So we've got some depth in that position. I'm just got to find the right mix now.
You like having that amount of size up there? You can almost play 4 tall forwards at a time if you wanted. Do you like having that many tools up there, or have you not found the balance yet?
I don't care what we play, as long as we kick more goals in the oppo. If it's all tall or small, I don't care. It's a bonus to have a lot of options, I suppose, down there, and just got to make sure we get the right mix.
And Lady this week, looking to play close to a full strength, given it's the last game before the season proper?
Yeah, I'd assume so. We haven't had match committee about it yet, but yeah, we'll be going in. It's only 24 can play this week, so we'll probably try 4 or 5 on the bench and get our rotations right down and go into full dress rehearsal. So we look for a better effort down in Nolunga and four-quarter effort, and hopefully we can get that.
So how is Gussie's shoulder? Is he a good chance to play this week or more like round one?
Oh, I think he'll be the coming weeks, Gussie. He's just about ready to go with his shoulder back into full contact either this week or next week. So he'll need a couple of weeks of hitting some bodies and getting used to getting hit again, and hopefully he can do that and get through.
Okay, so obviously not playing this week because he doesn't start.
Yeah, I don't think he'll play this week. I can't confirm that. But
Matty White, how's sort of his training progressing?
Oh, he'll play somewhere this week. He'll definitely play either with us or the Magpies. So he's ready to go.
Chad, just a precautionary knock taking off at the end of yesterday?
Oh, he's just got a corky in his leg, so he'll be fine. He'll be ready to go next week.
Dan Houston, just finally, like, he's been fantastic, you know. He's been obviously in the club now for a year or two, but not many people would know about him. Like, what sort of, has he really surprised with how he's gone during the pre-season?
I've never heard of him before I got here. So, look, he was a forward, I think, his first year, and towards the end of last year, they put him down back and did some good things. So, you know, he showed some really good signs and kicks the ball as good as anyone. He's defending really well at the moment, so Bass and Serge have done a really good job with him, and you know, he's pressing his claims to, you know, put his hand up for selection for sure.
Cool. Thanks, guys.